Good afternoon. Well, the Aussie market off to a quiet start to the new trading week. We had the ASX 200 dropping back by just 7 points, or a tenth of a percent, finishing up at 6,186. And this follows on from a decent week for our market that we've just had. But on Friday night, we had US shares underwhelming with a mixed performance. Today, we had holidays in China and Japan as well, two of our largest trading partners. So that's the sort of thing that can keep volumes and investors at bay. But today was a case where we had some winners. Energy stocks held up quite well on a firmer oil price. We had three of the big four banks lifting, CBA an exception today, and BHP also continues to stand out. Junior miner Capricorn Metals was up as much as 50% for a lot of the day. This is after gold miner Regis confirmed it is in fact trying to take the company over. It launched a takeover bid recently, which was basically almost twice the share price value of the company just on Friday. There were plenty of losers though today. One of them was Linus Corp, which dropped as much as 25% at one stage, settled in the red by about 18%. This is on news of a potential review of its business by the Malaysian government, a key area as far as the refining of the metals concerned there. A2 Milk, also an underperformer on news that the chief executive has sold her stake in the company. Gold miners also not doing so well. Northern Star, Newcrest Mining, Evolution Mining, all underperforming. And iron ore producers, which really stood out last week, Fortescue Metals and Rio in particular, they rose about 8%. In 5 days. Today, they certainly were hit quite hard. So quite a bit of money being taken off the table in that area. Aged care providers like Estia Health and Regis, they've underperformed again. Now, these are stocks that have really been hit hard this month on news that there'll be a raw commission into the healthcare, into the aged care industry. Sims Metal, another underperformer. This is a group that's involved with the recycling of metals and electronics. Today, it cut its profit expectations for the first quarter of the financial year, not doing quite as well as far as its recycling business in South Australia is concerned, so that's why its shares fell back quite heavily. No major economic news out in Australia today or tonight for that matter, but the focus really is going to be on the Federal Reserve's decision on Thursday morning, whether or not to lift interest rates. At the moment, the market considers it to be a done deal as far as market pricing goes, so we could very well see a quarter of a percent rate hike on Thursday. The Aussie dollar, 72.6 US.